It's your man, your brother, Jolly. Gonna do a little bit different on this one. Everybody's struggling. Everybody's trying to make it happen. I just want you to know, just hold on, man. Hold on. Change is coming. We done been through this before. We got this before. We done conquered this before. You're more than a conqueror. I'm not trying to preach to you. But I know if I'm in pain, you can feel my pain. We are in pain. Everybody's in their certain level of pain, but it's going to get better.
That's right.
It's going to get better.
I believe that too. I definitely believe that. It's your boy Sunny from down the hall, and we going through it. I'm going through it. Ja going through it. Zell going through it. We all going through it. And the reason we going through it is so we can get through it.
That's right.
You can't give up. I got a son. I ain't putting nothing past nothing. I'm not giving up because of him. There's times I want to do some things, and I know I shouldn't, but I look over at him and be like, nah, I ain't about to screw that up. Because if I screw up, he screw up, and there's no one else to take care of that.
That's right. That's right. We all have to get together and basically join forces. I mean, join our minds, join our spirits. Let's talk to our God. Let's talk to your higher power. Let's talk to our ancestors. Let's try to make this better. Because we know he is within us. And we know that he will make everything all right.
Yeah, I believe that too. He's definitely in us. We made in his eyes, so he gotta be in us.
Well, like my girl said, L said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You take it how you want to take it. You know what I mean? Take it how you want to take it. I'm not on either side of the religious thing. Do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? As long as you don't go, remember that there's something higher than you. But my mom used to always put in my lunch bag a note. It was Philippians something. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember the verse. But she said, I can do all things
through Christ who strengthens me. That's right.
That's deep.
That's right. That's right.
We need that daily
reminder. I believe
that's
Philippians 4:13.
We can do this, y'all. We can do this. We can do this.
That's the truth. Y'all got to help each other out, man. You see your man in pain, don't talk about him. Don't talk at him. Just listen. Job was there for me when I needed to talk. The only thing he had to do was listen. And same for him. He need to talk. I just listen.
And some people out there just need you to listen to them.
So this may be an episode. It may not be an episode. I don't know how it's going to go. But, bro, man, reach for the higher calling, man. Reach for that level. You know what I'm saying? It's somebody out there that you can hook on to.
Right. There is somebody out there that will listen to you.
And then even if not, man, just say a prayer.
That's, yeah.
Just say a prayer.
Those help a lot.
Just say a prayer.
Those help. Because you never understand what anyone going through because you put in your problem first. And then you don't want to get involved with their problem because that just makes your problem seem either less or more.
Right.
And it's just like, are we trying to one-up each other's horrible life? Your story, my story. But it's like, we all going through it. And I don't know why we all going through it. Like everyone I know going through it, went through it, or like he said, coming out of it. Mm-hmm. I've never met one person that was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. That's not us.
Right.
they seem to be fine.
Right.
We're always going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right. I don't want them to go through it, but I don't want no one to go through it. And I'm tired of us always going through it. No matter how hard we try, we can't break even. And if we do break even, they want to put something else on it. It's like, damn, I can't get by. You lose things for no reason. They take things for you for no reason. Everyone back talk and double down to talk later. So you got to be careful.
Our ancestors were always going through something. They were always. Always. Every day. Can you imagine that? Everybody, every day going through something. And they got through it.
With that being said, man, trust in something. Believe in something. Find that little bit. Find that little bit of hope beyond the break. And hold on.
And if you got children, that's your hope right there. Because you want them to do way better than you.
That's right. That's right.
I look at my son every day and I just want him to be better than me. That is it. Don't make my mistakes because I made them so you didn't have to. Just be better than dad. And I can live with that and I can die with that.
We going to catch that on the backside, man.
It's your girl LL alongside Ja Ali and Sunny from down the hall on Talk Black to Me. We are full today. We are just full. We just want you all to know that we are there for you. Everybody goes through trials and tribulations in their life, and right now, sometimes it hits home, right? Sometimes it does.
L, what I want to tell the people is, just to be totally honest, you're not in this alone. You know
right.
what I mean?
That's right.
Across the spectrum, we're all going through something. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
I like to use the phrase that was told to me by an older brother some years ago that stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
Either you're going through, you're just coming out of, or you're in something.
Exactly.
So,
all of us has been through it.
All of us been through it. Mm-hmm. If you ain't been through it,
you lucky.
You lucky.
You lucky.
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't been through it, you lucky. But get ready.
Because
mm-hmm. It's coming.
When it's your turn, don't flip out. Just go with it.
Just go with it.
Just go with it.
And the voice that you're hearing right now is from my man Sonny from down the hall. And, yeah. So.
Y'all know I stay going through it, so I know how to go with it. I'm like a surfer on my troubles.
I know that's right. I am too.
Surfing,
hey, bro.
Yeah, it is what it is. Right. So, we all do, and we all need to know that we can go to someone, or we can just talk to your higher power. Talk to God.
Yeah, and talk black to me.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
right. Talk for black sure. to me. We'll
definitely
listen
talk
to
black
you.
To me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can talk to us.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We'll get your message through to
that's
God.
That's right.
If we need to.
That's
one way
right.
One way or another, it'll get there.
It'll get there.
Talk black to me at mail.com. Let us know.
Talk black, T-O-me at mail.com.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Say it like you spray it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All right, cool. But, L, you got anything going on? What are we doing? We just uplifting the people right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we're uplifting.
So what you got? You got anything going on?
I'm the negative one. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm the negative one. See, they do the upliftment. I just shoot from the hip. Let's see. All right, check this out. We all need someone we have to talk to, whether you want to or not. And it's hard. Like, especially for me being here and not knowing people, it's hard. So I can't really just talk.
Right.
I really have to just pick and choose what I say when I say it, no matter how I feel. So, y'all been here, y'all know each other, y'all got a rapport, you know, you got friends. Use those friends as an outlet to actually help yourself in your situation.
Right.
That's what they're there for. I mean, if they're not going to help you, at least they can do is listen. They're probably going to go back and tell your business anyway, but at least they listen.
Exactly. At least they listened. Hopefully they won't tell your
Hold
business,
up,
though.
Bro.
At least they listen.
Yeah, you know they're going to tell your business. Guess what happened with Sonny from down the hall? Oh, shit.
Or I heard, right, you wait. All right, Sonny?
Man, why you asking me? You don't talk
right,
to me.
Right,
that's how I know they talk.
So right.
At least I know if I'm talking, you listening, because you telling my business. So
that's right.
That's how I know y'all know we going through it, because they can't wait. You got people that can't wait for you to go through it, and you got people that want you to go through it because they went through it.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones you got to stay away from. They smile on your face, and they be like, oh, well, I went through that too, but they don't tell you until after. You knew I was going through that shit. Why you ain't say something before?
Right. Right. See. But some people will help. Some people will talk to you if they, you know, especially when you know, you've gone through something and they have gone through it, then they are more susceptible to talk to you about what's going on.
The operative phrase you said, L, was some people.
Yes, exactly. That's right.
And
some
it should
people.
Be all, we should all be able to listen. We got a mouth and ears.
Some people.
We should right. all be able to talk and listen.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we don't do enough to help each other.
Mm-hmm.
So... We gotta get better with that.
Yes, we do.
You know what I'm saying?
We have to.
I mean, let's be totally honest. We know each other through struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
We met each other through struggle.
Damn straight.
That's
we
right.
went through struggle.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't like goddamn we just all of a sudden one day was like, hey, let's just goddamn do this show and this network and let's be friends. No. There was something, there's a story behind each one of these mics.
Absolutely.
Each one of these voices behind this mic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all painful. We just don't be blabbing about it.
Right.
But we know we have to now for one reason. We ain't alone. We know
no?
someone else is going through
facts.
It. And we don't want you to feel like, oh, this is it. I'm done. Nah, fuck that. You're not done.
Right. You're not done. You're not done.
You're here for a fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's to keep your haters happy. You're
right.
here for a reason.
Right.
Right. They gonna hate, so you don't even stress that.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
here for a
keep
reason.
Keep pissing your haters off.
Right. You know as long I mean? As you're here, they never winning.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I guess this episode is going to be like, I don't know, man, just motivate the people episode. I don't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because we really don't have anything that we want to bring. L, I know you got something. I know you got something in the bullshit news.
Uh-oh. I don't know.
L,
I
you
don't
ain't
know.
Got nothing?
I no. Okay.
Not
no.
You, L.
I don't.
No sneaky candidates for children. No problems. All the candidates have been good. You telling me? You got no problems.
Mm-hmm.
I know you got something.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about this.
Yeah,
one.
I figured.
I got some sports stuff. I'm not.
Okay.
Mean. All right. They really hyping up Luka Doncic. I get it.
Really?
Yeah, the boy can
that's
play.
That's right. Yeah, he can. He can.
He can
I know
play.
What you're talking
I'll never take that from him.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all acting like he really a rookie. The boy
he's
been playing professional for years since a damn teenager. All
right?
He
all
had
right.
to grow into his man body. So
yes,
he's been playing professional for years. And y'all
okay.
like, oh, he come over here and, oh, he's so amazing. You had years playing with grown-ass men, bro. Your body used to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and like I said, take nothing from him. The
right,
man can ball.
He can.
But damn,
he can.
They act like he's just the bubble king right now. Everything is Luka Doncic, Luka Doncic. I get it. The boy,
yes,
that
him.
Boy is a bad man. He gonna get even better when
yeah,
he gets older.
Yeah, when he gets older, right,
y'all,
right.
Y'all be throwing them boys under the bus, putting way too much pressure on him. He like, damn, I just got in the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real? I just got into this league, but I've been balling in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
And that's sometimes with the younger sports phenomenons, you know, they do get under pressure because of the media and everybody is hounding on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give him some space. Let
him
make mistakes, but he is good. You know, just allow him to gradually get into
right.
all this professional stuff.
Stop putting monikers on people. Oh, you the next this. You the next.
Right.
He's Luka.
Right.
LeBron is LeBron.
Yes.
Jordan was Jordan and Kobe.
Yes.
Rest his soul.
Exactly.
You know
rest
saying?
In power. Yep.
Whew, he was
yep.
Kobe.
He was Kobe.
There's not going to be another one of you. It's only you.
Right.
And stop. I don't like none of that. That's with all sports.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be the next him. You're going to be the next him. No, he not. He him.
Right.
And the next person going to be the next him.
Right.
And the next female going to be the next her. That's it. And, whoa, why the WNBA ain't getting paid? That's some crap, man. You know, the ball boy for the NBA get, like, $60,000 a year. The chicks in the WNBA. Now, they get, like, yeah, they ain't even getting that a game.
They're
that's
not,
sad,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. That, you know,
they
that's
getting paid, bro. Like,
they,
the ball boy in the NBA make more than a
right,
chick
and that's so wrong. That's so wrong. That's why, the you know, women's soccer, they fought for their money. And the WNBA needs their respect. Those girls be balling.
Yes.
They be winning.
Yes.
You know, shout out to Atlanta Dream. But, you know, that's honestly the only Atlanta team I kind of go for
mm-hmm.
is Atlanta Dream.
Yeah.
it be like that, man. The women are putting it down. Like, especially with the soccer. Like, when I was living in Japan, the women's soccer, always number one. Yeah. Men are good.
Yeah, women are good.
They just not as good as the women. No. And we used to talk about that over there. Like, y'all not making dough, but y'all the reason Japan is up in soccer.
Women.
And then it's the same with the
Americans.
Yeah, we were kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah, love
like,
them, man.
Oh, we getting paid, man. It don't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, pay them women what they work.
Right, right.
I do wish they get some sexy outfits. I really do wish that. I mean, y'all can put some tight stuff on. Because they have some booties, but they be hiding with all that. No one wants to see grandma booty. You know what If they put on some tight outfits, then
this
be
is
out.
Not beach volleyball now. This is not beach volleyball.
You're enjoying One United Radio, an independent effort to restore radio, unfiltered radio, real radio, where voices are heard and not censored. A place to speak freely, say what we want, and play what we choose. We invite you to join us on this effort to be one. Real radio, revolutionary radio. If you appreciate our efforts, we invite you to invest in bringing back what radio was meant to be on our Patreon page at One United Radio. Thank you for listening. Enjoy and please support.
Yep.
CC on the track, boy.
Grapevines or a nice dry wine. Damn, she pretty fine, I'm just glad that she mine. Niggas be steady trying to get a line all the time. She ain't giving up nothing, I swear to God she a ride. Yes sir, those curves exclusive. Even if you got them, you wouldn't know what to do with them. Cause she's the type that's ready for anything. No kids, no games, you better get her reins. When I tiptoe through, I'm looking to the future. Trying to show her a couple things that she ain't used to. Look nigga, I'm just aggressive, you was way too damn abusive. Step back, let me show you how Cupid intend to use her. Goddess that you got, or the goddess that you had. Yeah, baby girl, he going out bad. But I ain't even sweating or tripping off none of that. Ooh. Yeah, come on, baby, let me rub that fat
ooh, girl,
ass.
You smell like peaches and pussy on a Saturday morning. Girl, I just bought some new sheets and I can't wait to get you up on the mic. Feel like I've been waiting my whole life. Well, maybe not, but that's exactly
what
it
feels
like.
Don't you feel me? Yeah.
On a Saturday morning. Bought some new sheets
early,
and I can't wait to get you on them.
Try to get you over here though. I'm saying like
yeah,
when you got time.
Ooh yeah,
you slide through. That's my little cosign, by the way. You know.
Ooh yeah,
it's all good, you feel me? Like,
ooh,
I ain't even trying to like finesse or nothing. It's just looking good, I'm feeling good. Now it's just like, kinda like, wondering if like, I'ma get straight to the point. Slide through. Nah, what you mean? What?
Ooh, girl, you smell like peaches and pussy on a Saturday morning. Girl, I just bought some new sheets and I can't wait to get you up on the mic. Feel like I've been waiting my whole life. Well, maybe not, but that's exactly what it feels like. On a Saturday morning,
I feel you.
Bought some new sheets and I can't wait to get you on them. Ooh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Some more that. Dice life shit.
Oh yeah.
They ain't know I was coming. I'm coming. You did.
Peaches and pussy on a Saturday morning. Bought some new sheets and I can't wait to get you on them. Oh.
Let's see. There we go. It's your man, your boy, your brother. You know what I'm saying? I let y'all have the sports thing. I don't really do sports like that. I like to do the real thing. You know what I'm saying? The real, real. You know what I'm saying? So, what we got, bro?
Okay. Let's see, man. So far, you talked about when I first came here about being thankful, being good, and being happy and all that.
Right on.
And then we still going through it. So we talked about going through it again. And then we tried to lighten the mood, you know, because you don't want to keep thinking about horrible stuff because it just makes the weight that worse.
Right.
So, I don't know. I want to lighten it up again.
Come on with it.
All right. So, it's,
I mean, if Vegas was here, that's what the fuck he would be doing. Shout out to Vegas, man.
Yeah, I ain't meet him yet. I can't wait to meet my guy right there. Yeah. Josh said some great things about you, and I heard you. So
I mean, he's responsible for all, man, I'm going to say 80% of the music that you hear.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
He on his job with that.
Yeah, he be doing the thing. So... It is.
All right, so Vegas is on the road with his. All right, so I got some pretty good news right now. Like I said, you know, when it's bad, it sucks.
And when it's a good
thing, yeah, man. I'm
we always hear good news, man.
I'm knocking on wood. I hope that's wood. It ain't IKEA furniture, but I'm knocking on wood. Yeah, you know, I might be saying I met a lady. I ain't saying yet. I'm just saying I might be saying I met a nice lady. And if it all works out, y'all might be hearing Sonny down the hall make some different noises.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's game plan. Yeah, that's the game plan. I'm trying to wipe that. I ain't with all the playing the games.
Hold up.
I ain't with the playing the games. I like what I see and I move. Y'all play too many games. I ain't with none of the games.
You trying to lock that down, man?
You damn straight. I've been trying to lock it down for 2 years. Nice guy roll. Nice guy roll.
You know where the nice guy gets you.
Exactly. But hopefully it'll be giving me some noises.
Yeah. Well, shout out to you, man.
For real, for real. So if that work out, yeah, man. Sunny down the hall, be smiling a lot more. That's for damn sure.
Right on.
I hope that work out. Yeah, because love life sucks. But yeah, it's getting better. If this works out, it'd be all right. Put a smile on my face.
Well, everybody needs somebody to smile, man.
See, so when you're sucky, it was sucky, and now it ain't sucky no more. So hopefully it turned out for the best. But my day was sucking, your day was sucking.
Hey, can you stop saying sucking?
Because it was sucking, man.
Can you stop saying sucking?
Because I wasn't being sucked in a
can
long
you
time.
Can you stop saying sucking?
You saying it more than me now.
Motherfucker, goddamn. That's a lady present. Shit.
How you think we all got here?
That's how you do it?
How you think we got here? Well, somebody wasn't sucking.
This is talk. This is talk black to me on One Year United. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
We are all adults.
Yeah. L.
Yes, sir.
What you got going on, babe?
Shout out to Vegas. Vegas, I had stepped out the room and they were talking about you and everything. No, I want to do something.
No. We weren't talking about you, bruh. We were giving shouts out to you.
Right. He's listening. He knows what you said.
Okay.
While they were speaking about you, I wasn't in here to give my shout out to you, Vegas. And this portion of the Talk Black to Me is being presented in your honor. I am saying, sit your ass down.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Sit
no.
your ass down.
No, you didn't throw it back at him.
Lisa Ray, I have liked you for many, many years. At one time, I was wearing all white, too, just like you. But... you have crossed the line, my sister.
What's she doing?
When you want to say you would love to have an entanglement with Will Smith. My sister.
Wait,
that is Jada's husband.
Wait, what?
That you are talking about in the present.
L, slow it down. Please.
Elle's steaming. She huffing and puffing.
She heated like a motherfucker right
she
now.
She was quiet the whole time.
She's
like, finally.
And I was wondering why she was sitting on the quiet.
Vegas, can I get back to sit your ass down?
Hold up. Elle. Because you was over there stewing. Okay?
You was ready for that opportunity, bro.
And as soon as I said, L, he was like, boom, motherfucker, yeah, here I go. No. Okay, run that shit back.
I just respect slow it down my again. Boy Vegas.
I get it. And that's Vegas spot. Vegas has.
Why y'all so mad that she said what she said, but when this chick went out and had one.
Testing. You can wait for the next one, we'll be right back. I know you had a long day, and now you wanna talk back. And here with Shah Ali, we speaking nothing
talk
but facts.
Talk back to me now.
Talk Black to Me, podcast show on One United Radio.
Alright, El, we had a lot of discussions on this one, and you know what I'm saying? We had emotional roller coasters and a whole bunch of different shows and right. A whole bunch of different conversations and all that good stuff.
True.
But I think this is going to wrap it up for this one.
Okay, sounds great. People out there, y'all just make sure y'all listen to us on the new One United Radio network. That's www.oneunitedradio.com.
check the email.
Yep, check the email at talkblacktome@mail.com. That's talkblacktome@mail.com.
All right, y'all. Until the next time, y'all. Peace.